A common question in our home, and I'm sure a common question in yours, is what did you do today? And you know, we fill in that question with all kinds of answers. Well, I went to the store and I ran some errands, all of the above. But I realized we often fill in that question with the following answer. How did I spend my day? I spent my day waiting. Think about that for a moment. All of the time we spend waiting for something. Waiting for the phone to ring and that person to call you back. Waiting in line at the grocery store. Waiting to get some kind of results from the doctor. Waiting to hear how you did on that test. Even waiting on the 405, hoping and praying that someone moves so that you can move an inch. Waiting, waiting, waiting. And, as I'm sure is the commonality, we're all given a piece of advice when we have to wait. And what is that? Be patient. Isn't that terrible? Be patient. Just wait. Have more patience. Well, if you look at the word patience, in Hebrew it's called sablanut. And I'm told this all the time. Nicole, just have sablanut. But when you look at the root of the word sablanut, embedded within it is another word, sedel, or siblot. And what does that mean?
Suffering.
Exactly. Sevel is a burden. And so when I was thinking about the fact that each one of us is told to have more and more patience, what we're actually being told is the more and more you wait, the bigger and bigger this burden, this suffering becomes. So what are we supposed to do with this advice? Have patience, but it's going to be one of the hardest burdens you will carry in that moment. And when you think about waiting, and when you think about having patience, you're kind of in this in-between state. You're neither here nor there. In a liminal moment, just waiting for something to happen. And that burden in your heart is heavy and heavier and heavier. So what are we taught? There's a 19th century Jewish movement called the Musar movement, which teaches us to take certain characteristics and certain values and shape them throughout our lives. And one of those virtues is patience, is sablanut. Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Sultanov said that when we are faced with something that is painful, a hard moment, and we're told to wait, to have patience, he says the way that you shape that virtue of patience is by not including in that moment wasted grief. Listen to that phrase, wasted grief. How do you shape patience? By choosing not to spend time worrying and adding to the moment an extra sense of pain. And while that is beautiful and certainly wise, we haven't answered the question, then what else are we supposed to do? If we're waiting in that moment and we're not supposed to expend extra energy with this wasted grief, how is our time well spent? And believe it or not, we find the answer right here in this Torah portion. Because what we're told is that Moses is crying out to God. And what does God say to Moses? And this is right as the sea is about to split. God yells back at Moses and says, stop talking to me. Stop crying out to me. What are you waiting for? Stop praying and start moving. And in my interpretation, that means when we feel as if we are stuck in a moment where we can't move this way or this way and someone actually tells us you have to wait. You have to be patient. I realized that what God was saying to Moses is, sure, you can wait for some things, but even in waiting, you can still be doing something. So if you're waiting for the phone to ring, or you're waiting for results of an exam, or you're stuck in a state of, you can't help it, wasted grief, sure, you might be waiting for something, but God is telling us, you still have to act. You should still be doing something. So the next time someone tells you, sablanut, be patient, sure, you can listen. But I very much encourage you to keep moving, to keep doing, and let your heart take you to the next place. Because I know, at least for me, it'll make the waiting a little bit less burdensome. Shabbat shalom.